next talk will be held by Nina and Jay, and they will talk about building inclusive quantum communities. And I think they already had a QR code for you to interact with them. Please welcome Jay and Nina.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Jay. This is Nina. And thank you for the three people who already responded to our first question of what got you into hacking or making. Very nice. We are going to speak to you here about building inclusive quantum communities. And this is a little bit based on our association with a entity called We in Quantum Development, which we'll also introduce to you. My name is Jay, and this is Nina. We'll start with a few words about ourselves. I work as a partnership manager at a company called QBlox. We make electronics for quantum computers, and we're a spin-off from TU Delft. I have no background in quantum, but I really do enjoy this space.
Thank you, Jay, for the introduction. So my name is Nina, and I work as a project manager slash project coordinator at Leiden University here in the Netherlands. My background is also not in quantum, but I joined university in 2024, and I started learning a lot about quantum. And at the same time, I also joined Wicket, We in Quantum Development, that we are here representing as a volunteer. Yes, I think that's a good introduction. Here you have a QR code for our LinkedIns if you would like to connect with us.
Yeah, but the QR codes are also at the last slide, so don't worry. You won't be missing out on that. So before we jump into Wicked, which is what we are part of, we also like to give a shout out to Quantum Amsterdam and Quantum Delta, QSoft, which is the associations we are part of and why we are here at Y. It's the tent next to the one on our left, or your right. And a few cool things which we've done in the past since Wednesday, as Dimitri and a few others have been here since then, is we've organized a bingo. There's been a workshop on Qiskit, which is this IBM quantum language, which different people were engaging. That's on the bottom left, or bottom right, I think, for you. And yesterday night, we had a very nice networking bingo. So just a quick shout out to Dimitri, Inga, and Kun, who've done an amazing job of organizing this for us. So thank you very much, and we're very grateful to be here on behalf of Wicked. So Nina, who's the chair of the Wicked organizing committee, is now going to share a few words of what Wicked is and why we're here.
Thank you, Jay. So if you want to also check out our website, then you can scan the QR code. There you can get more information. But let me tell you a bit about Wicked, We in Quantum Development. So who are we actually? What is it? We are a network. We are an organization that works in the Dutch quantum ecosystem. For now, we have been only in the Netherlands, but we are planning to maybe expand to other countries. We also attended German conferences, and we are trying to grow further, if it works. We have three staff members, and then the rest are volunteers. I'm also part of the volunteers, and one of the reasons why we also wanted to come to this festival, it's because it's also organized by volunteers, and you really see the passion that people bring, because they really choose to be there. They do it in their free time, and for me, I really enjoy working with volunteers. What do we want? What is our goal? We would like to bring more inclusivity to this quantum ecosystem where everyone, all the people feel like they belong. Why is this something that is important to us? We would like to connect and retain underrepresented groups. These groups can be, for example, women, these can be minorities, and we would like to retain them in quantum. How do we do it? How and why? We offer trainings mainly, and we organize events. Let me tell you a bit about these events. In the past, we organized inspirational talks. These are monthly hybrid talks where we invite guests, and these guests, they share their professional and personal stories. And why is it important? It's also to see different role models. So, for example, in the past, we invited female professors who shared their stories. And this is a way for other women to see that this is possible. And also for me, so I have two children. I have a son and a daughter. And for me, it's important that my daughter and also my son, that they see other role models, that they see that this is possible, that science is not only for boys, right? That this can be, anybody can be included. We also, besides these inspirational talks, we organize different workshops, networking activities, for example, New Year's drinks. This is just to bring the community together. And for example, in September, we will organize a quiz night. And the biggest event of the year is our annual symposium. So I would like to tell you a bit more about this event. This happens once a year. It's a whole day event. We usually have about 100 people. Everybody does not have to work in quantum. That's what I would like to stress out, is that these events are for everyone. Everyone is welcome. So the upcoming symposium should be in April or May. So I would like to welcome you all to attend, to come there. We are trying to make the event inclusive. And that's, for example, we also have a quiet room because it's a big event, very loud. And for some people, this can be overwhelming. We also always make sure when we choose a location that this is accessible for everyone. So we are really aware when we organize these events to make sure everyone can be there. So let me tell you a bit, as you can see the pictures, I think they speak for it. We, for example, this picture, no, can you go back, one back? Yes. So the first picture, that's from our speed networking session that we had at the annual symposium. Why we believe that connecting with others is really important, and sometimes when you come to a crowded event, you can imagine 100 people, for some people this can be difficult to just come to somebody and just say, hi, how are you? So we are trying to create these moments and these situations that it makes it easier for others to start talking. So that would be the speed networking. Then also we organized the panel discussion that was also to show other role models to share their experiences in the quantum field. Then during the symposium, we also organized various workshops. One of them was, for example, neurodiversity. For me, that was something new. And what I learned there was that even though we can all be in one room or in a meeting, everybody can feel totally differently. We need to understand that people think their mind can operate differently, and we should take it into consideration. And for example, when hiring somebody, what we can do, we can just ask them. That's the simplest that we can do. Just ask, what do you need? What to perform better? Then there was also a workshop on gender, on what was the other one? Yeah, there was lots of workshops. And then what I wanted to also show is there was a creative session at the end. It's really important for people to get out of their comfort zone. So we had this like crafty workshop with stickers, and people had to show what does diversity mean for them in the workshop. It was quite fun. And then let me pass the microphone to Jay, who will say something about our hackathon.
Thank you. I will say something now about the hackathon. But one of the other events which we organize at Wicked is quarterly events. And one of the things which we did pretty well earlier this year in March was the Women's Day Hackathon. We wanted to highlight a little bit about this event specifically because we are at a pretty cool festival based on this type of activities. But interestingly, when we were conceptualizing this hackathon, we didn't think that people would come and start attend and start coding. We actually thought it would be a different approach. And what we did was we gave them a problem, which is that there is a lot of data out there which is difficult to illustrate, difficult to understand, and to just take that data, whether it's CBS data, whether it's from universities, from private institutions, whatever, and the data related to DEI, related to inclusiveness in quantum specifically, and try to figure out how it can be illustrated better to the general audience. And we thought people would want to just use posters or different things like that. And there were some aspects to it too, but some people actually coded a real-life game in that moment. They made an AI chatbot. So from our side, we as folks who do not really go for hackathons, we were pleasantly surprised. And what that meant was that we had a lot of learnings from it. It was a great vehicle for attendees to make and engage with DEI topics. It helped us understand the community which we are catering to. We were pleasantly surprised that they were able to engage in that way. Thank you. Hackathons, they do have a tech-heavy connotation. As I mentioned, that's why we were not so confident about it, but we were pleasantly happy to see that they can be adapted to these different types of approaches. And the biggest learning and takeaway from it is that we are going to do it every year. So even next year, we want to organize this, whether it's connected to Women's Day or not, but it's a Wicked-related hackathon, and it is open to the public. So please do follow our socials and so on, that you'll be able to potentially join us and show us really how it is to actually have a really cool hackathon. And we've got a great glimpse of what it is like here, to be honest. So back to interactions. Could you guys get out your phones and Nina, you want to ask them the question?
You can also. So if you could vote, what could DEI stand for? So I would say our goal is after this talk, if you know this, if you know what DEI stand for, that's already our mission is completed. Of course, then knowing about Wicked more, that's one of the other goals, but this is what we would like. So I will give you a bit of time to vote, to interact.
I think it's design, execute, and innovate, right?
Oh, yes. Maybe the last one. Yeah. Design, execute, and innovate.
Or developing, educating, and inspiring. Also.
Well, seven attendees. Yes. Keep voting. DEI. What could it stand for? Did you vote, Marie? Yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. We have more people voting. Oh, okay. Nice. Nine people.
I think everyone does know what it is. And what is it, Nina?
So it's actually diversity, equity, and inclusion. As most of you, I thought it was about 90% of you knew it. So it seems like you already heard a bit about DEI, or this is not something that you hear for the first time. So I think these pictures on the screen kind of represented quite well what DEI stands for. So it stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity. To kind of explain it also in words, it's the presence of differences in a group. This group, it can be a workplace, it can be a university, it can also be this festival, for example. This is a group. And these differences can focus on, for example, ethnicity, on gender, on different ages, nationality, sexual orientation, different backgrounds. So those are these differences. Then equity, it's a bit different, slightly different than equality. But equity focuses on ensuring fair treatment and opportunity of all people. And it's also how it's really nicely visualized in the picture, is recognizes that everybody has different needs. As you see, the boxes, the ladders are different because people have different needs. And the inclusion, it's about creating work or just any kind of environment culture where everyone feels valued and respected. And now let me tell you a bit more why does DEI matter? Why does it matter to us, and why probably it should matter to everyone? So some studies show that DEI, if you focus on DEI matters, it drives innovation and better decision making. Let me kind of explain it. It's because different teams bring a variety of perspectives, different points of view, and that can boost creativity and problem solving. I don't know if you've experienced it, but if you're in a group and everybody is the same, then how can you create something? That's why I love working in diverse team. For example, at Leiden University, we have people from different background, different ages, and then you see that everybody comes with a bit of different perspective, and then you can discuss and you can brainstorm DI also improves employee retention and well-being. It's because inclusive cultures strengthen employee attachment. They are more attached to the company. They feel like they really belong. And then that decrease their intention to leave. They don't leave these companies because they are happy in the workplace. The last one, but not the least, these are just the main topics. There are, of course, multiple. It attracts talent and enhances reputation. Organizations seen as inclusive are more appealing to a wider pool of candidates. So you attract not only, let's say, white men, but also women, also older people, younger, if you care about DEI. Now, let's do a little interactive session. If you could also vote, is do you have any stereotype or bias about hackers? Because at Wicked, we also care about spreading awareness about people understanding their own biases, because all of us have stereotypes, all of us have some biases, but just being aware of them can already help us when making decisions. So if you can vote now.
Can you give some examples?
Yes, yes.
Oh, this is your section.
Yes, so if you have any biases, oh, they destroy things, okay. Or how do they look like? What is kind of like the characteristics of a typical hacker? Oh, yes. Yep. Where's hoodie? Okay. They destroy things. Bad. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, sometimes biases can be based on reality, but... Oh, we got more. Okay.
Antisocial. Okay. I pleasantly disagreed on the antisocialness.
Oh, nerds.
Yeah. It's been very nice to see that. Yeah.
Male. That's a yes. Nerds is came up many times. Chaotic, yeah, I like that. They were black. Smelly. This is the fourth or fifth day. So yes, we understand. Introverted. Yes. Oh wow! Thank you all for security problems. Yeah. Yes, junk food, male. So thank you so much. This was kind of just to get an idea from the crowd. How do you imagine a regular hacker? How do they look like? And just to be aware of it. And now let me show you some pictures of real joiners of the Hackers 2025. And let's see if that matches your stereotypes. I'm also curious. So, does it match the stereotype or your biases? Is it what we said, male, introverted, smelly? Do these, you know, is it, does it match it? It's, you see, there are also many males. Also, there were children, people dancing at a, you know, it doesn't seem like somebody so introverted. So, this exercise was meant to show you that just be aware of your own stereotypes, and these don't only exist in quantum, but I would say in all the communities.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, stereotypes and biases. I mean, your word cloud inputs were a great example of how even in my mind coming to a festival like this would think about hackers or makers. And when we come here and we see the types of individuals from all over the world which have attended by 2025, we are very surprised. And we hope that when you also leave here, you'll be able to see that hackers and makers are all from all types of life, all types of people, and they're really different and open. So this is the main crux of what we wanted to share with you. We wanted to share a little bit about Wicked. We wanted to share about our experiences here at Y. We want to share about what we've been doing over the past years as part of Wicked in terms of our events and memberships, our community. So feel free to connect with us on LinkedIn, check out the website online of Wicked, and follow our socials. It would be a pleasure to meet some of you again in the future at some of our events. You're all very welcome. And if you have any questions for us, we don't have time for that over here, but feel free, we'll be hanging around outside, so feel free to come by and say hi. You want to say something?
Yeah, so thank you all for your attention. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay and Nina. If you want to, we have still 5 minutes left, and maybe someone in the internet would want to ask some questions, or we have over there a mic too, if someone wants to ask questions. Please feel free. Signal Angel, do we have a question? No. Okay. So thank you again for this very great talk, and enjoy the last few moments of Y 2025. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.